Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Nun Dalet, Zvachim 54b, pagination is 108. We'll start from Masnisin, the new Mishnah, about 8 lines from the bottom. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Shlamim Karbanos of the public, Rashi says, Kivsei Atzeres, those are karbanos that are brought on Shavuos. Va'ashamos, as well as karban asham. Elu hein ashamos, and these are the ashamos. Now, ashamos are generally translated as sin offerings. And the word chatos, which is a different karban, is also typically translated as sin offerings. There are differences in what they are atoning for and what their procedures are. So our Mishnah is going to be dealing with Ashamos. If it falls into this category, for example, we're going to see Shtei Matana Shehin Arba, that it's applied by two throws on the corners of the Mizbeach, which spread to the four corners of the Mizbeach, whereas a Karban Chatos is applied by each corner as an individual act. Just as an example of the difference, chatos is above the chut, is the upper half of the mizbeach, and these shtayim shehin arba are the lower half of the mizbeach. Elu hein ashamos, these are the karban ashamos. Asham gizelos, there's a case by theft. Asham meilos, a case by using hektish, benefiting from hektish, from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Asham Shivcha Charufa, a woman who has the status of Shivcha Charufa, will try to get back to that. Asham Nazir is the case of a Nazir who became Tamei. He wasn't supposed to become Tamei, come in contact with a dead body. He did. He has to bring an Asham before he can restore himself to start again. Asham Mitzora, the Asham of a person who had Saras. Asham Talui, an Asham carbon that's brought when it's not clear if he indeed did the violation or not. So all of these Ashamos are Shechitasan Bat Safon. The Shechita is in the north. V'kibul Domo B'chlisharas Bat Safon. And the blood is received in the north. V'damon ta'on shtei matanos shehin arba, as we mentioned, and the blood is applied through two throws on opposite corners of the mizbeach, corners that have the yesod, and that spreads to become four, so it's two that becomes four. V'ne'echolim lefnim min akla'im, and they are eaten within the curtains, meaning inside the Beis HaMikdash, lezichrei kuhuna, to the male kohanim, lechol maichol, in any form of eating, leyom v'laylo ad chatzos, for that day, and it's night until halachic midnight. On the topic of lechol maichol, as any food, the Rambam, in Maisei Karbanos Yud Yud, writes that they could do whatever process they wanted. Lo'ochlam tseluyim, they could eat it roasted. Shalukim, mevushalim, cooked. They could do whatever they wanted. They could add other types of spices from non-kodesh. And they could enjoy the food. Now, on the topic of Shivcha Charufa, which was one of the types of Ashamos, so this is based on Psukim in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes. The Pasuk describes, V'ish ki yishgaves isha shichvas zera, a man is going to live intimately with a woman, do an act. V'hi shivcha necharefes le'ish, and she is a maidservant, or a slave, a woman's slave, who is necharefes le'ish. She has this relationship, necharefes le'ish, with a different man before this new man lived with her. on some level, she's a married woman, but it's not quite a marriage. Rashi on the pasuk says, "Ve'ena yodela dimyon b'mikra." This is not a common word. Necherefes. What does the word necherefes mean? Rav Shamshon Farl Hirsch, in his Pirush on Chumash, suggests either the word cherpa, which means shame, perhaps meaning a relationship that didn't quite make it. It's a kiddushin wannabe, a marriage wannabe. It's not really a marriage. Or he says maybe it's related to the word choref, which is the winter season, in which he describes, in other words, what about the winter season? He describes that the land may be very ready and very fertile, but it's not happening. It's winter. It's deadsville on the land. And some sort of relationship was attempted with the first man, and now this new man is coming along, and he's not going to be in violation truly of a marriage, because the first one wasn't a true marriage. The Gemara in Krisos, Daf Yud Aleph, tells us there's a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, we're dealing with a case of chetzia shivcha v'chetzia baschorin. A woman was owned by two masters, and one of them freed her. And then, umu'ureses le'eved ivri, and a Jewish slave who's allowed to have relations with a non-Jewish slave, if that woman is given to him by his master. So such a man, such an Eved Ivri, tried to do Erusin, tried to marry this woman. But because she's only half free, that means she's only half regular Jewess, and therefore the Kiddushin didn't really take hold. So he's able to live with her, because on the one hand, he's married on the half, if that really works. And on the other hand, the part that's slave, well, if the master gives her to him, then he's allowed to be with her. So that's the case of Shivcha Charufa, according to Rabbi Akiva, the case of a woman who was freed by one master but not by the other. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Rabbi Yishmael says, B'shivcha kenainis hakosav medaber umu'uresas le'eved ivri. It's talking about a regular slave woman, non-Jew, not that she was freed halfway or anything like that. And the Erusin was with an Eved Ivri, who's allowed to be with her, but it's not really Kiddushin, because she's not a regular Jewess at this point. Curiously, Rashi in Chumash tells us the description of Rabbi Akiva. B'shivcha kenainis shechetzia shivcha v'chetzia baschorin hamu'ureses le'eved ivri shemutur b'shivcha hakasav medaber. We're dealing with the woman was owned by two owners. She was half freed because one of the owners freed her. And now she's me'ureses with an eved ivri trying to do kiddushin. And now a new man violated that relationship. She's not really a married woman in the full sense of the word to be capital punishment. Instead, it's the case of asham. It's the case of an atonement karbon. If you take a look, though, at Rashi by us, Rashi, asham shivcha charufa, four lines up in Rashi, haba al shivcha kenainis hamiyuedes le'eved ivri. Rashi doesn't mention anything about half freed, just straightforward statement, which may actually simplify things, because either way, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva agree, she is a shivcha kenainis, at least in part, and she's married to an Eved Ivri, and that's where this marriage, that's not quite a marriage, existed, and this other person has violated that, but it's not a true capital offense, and therefore it's described in our Mishnah regarding Asham Shivcha Charufa, an atonement karban. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.